A World Food Programme report earlier this month showed that 97% of households in the north of Gaza have inadequate food. That means they have one meal a day or one meal every couple of days. Lynn Hastings is the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for the occupied Palestinian territory. She said that sanitation in Gaza is getting worse, which could lead to a worsening health crisis.
The shelters have long ago exceeded their full capacity, with people lining up for hours just to get to a toilet. One toilet available for hundreds of people. You can imagine what the sanitation conditions are like as a result.
UN relief agencies say tens of thousands of people who fled in Rafah in southern Gaza are in desperate need of food, water, shelter, health, and protection. Stéphane Dujarric is the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He said that some humanitarian aid had been provided to Gaza recently.
Last night, 107 trucks carrying humanitarian supplies entered Gaza from Egypt or from Rafah, the same volume recorded most days since the resumption of the hostilities on 1 December. Also yesterday, some 129,000 liters of fuel and 45,000 kilograms of gas entered Gaza from Egypt.
Dujarric said the increased aid shipments to the Gaza Strip are helpful. However, they are not enough to make a big difference in the humanitarian crisis there.
Well, this should help alleviate some of the logistical delays. Humanitarian agencies report this is not sufficient and are requesting that aid be allowed to transfer through Kerem Shalom Crossing.
The UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly Tuesday for a non-binding resolution calling for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The US and Israel were among the 10 who voted against it. They argued that any pause in hostilities takes pressure off of Hamas. The UN's Lynn Hastings also called for an immediate permanent ceasefire.
We absolutely need a ceasefire. This is the only way forward. Right now, what is happening on the ground is not going to bring peace and security to either the Palestinians or Israelis for many, many years, if not generations to come. So a ceasefire is in the interest of everybody at the moment.
For KPFA News, I'm Margot Poussey.